Hey guys, and welcome to the show. This week we have Stephen Bowie with us, and Stephen is the Worldwide Security Communities Lead, and he's going to talk to us about the Microsoft Risk Assessment Program, and it's a good thing. You guys don't want to end up in the news, so you better listen. Stephen, hello. How are you?
Hey, you doing great, Lex. How are you?
I'm doing well. I feel like I have to shout because you're all the way on the other side of the country.
It's a long way, isn't it?
It is. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the Microsoft risk assessment offering that we have. And I think it's a good thing, right? We have so many customers nowadays that end up in the news for the wrong reasons. And, you know, while publicity is great, we kind of want to help them prevent that kind of publicity.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, and we're working with a lot of organizations who do find themselves in that situation. But we'd really rather work with them on the front end to prevent those things from happening in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of high profile customers at that.
Yeah, it really runs the gamut. We've seen very large organizations get themselves into trouble here. We've also seen very small companies, restaurants. So really everybody, everybody needs to be worrying about this, no matter, you know, how big, how small, or what industry they're in. Security risk is a real concern for everyone.
Yeah, I think that, you know, conventional wisdom kind of says, hey, I've got a firewall, right? I've got a antivirus package on my machines. You know, everybody's running antivirus.
So it must be 1999. We're good, right?
Yeah, I must be safe. And that's not the case anymore.
No. Times have really changed. There was a time where people thought of, you know, I've got firewalls on the front door and I've got antivirus on the desktop. You know, I'm in good shape. You know, the problem is it's pretty easy to pierce that outer shell, and most organizations haven't really thought about if a single machine in my environment is compromised, how do I prevent that from spreading throughout the organization? So internal defenses. We at Microsoft, we talk a lot about defense in depth, not just relying on one or two security controls to protect the organization, but really having defense in multiple layers, not just in technology, but in our operations, the way we talk to our people and train our people. So it's a much larger story that organizations need to have in place to deal with this risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the funny thing is that, you know, some of the technologies that we just talked about, the firewall and, you know, antivirus on the desktop, et cetera, those things tend to give people kind of a sense false of security. I mean, a false sense of security. Just as an example, right, every organization probably has 443 open, right? They have to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, because they've got a web server that people need to connect to or some sort of service that requires SSL.
Yep.
Right? At the very least, they have 443 open so that, you know, they can do ActiveSync. So there are holes, and because the firewall's in place, those holes are kind of well-known holes. And so all it takes is somebody to write some service that they can get into your environment, you know, that happens to listen on that port, and you'll never know that they're there.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one entry point. And you know, operating systems of any stripe have really gotten more secure. It's the things that run on top of them, applications, web applications. Web applications are a great way to get into an organization. And that may be something you're putting out through port 80 or, you know, just standard ports out onto the internet. And the firewall doesn't really do much beyond that. It opens that port, lets you in, and firewalls generally don't know how to recognize things like SQL injection attacks or the other kinds of attacks on a public-facing website that could allow somebody to come right in the front door into the organization and anywhere they want to go, or compromise a device. You know, that salesperson who's traveling around the world and connecting in hotels and in airports, he might be, you know, operating just one machine out of thousands within that organization. And heck, most of us are carrying three or four devices now, you know, a laptop, a mobile phone. Any one of those places is an entry point, a toehold into the enterprise. And you know, chances are they're going to get compromised. Our employees do strange things with their machines. IT has to worry about all the devices that are connected that aren't even managed or controlled by IT. You know, these devices that employees own that they connect up to corporate mail. Those are all new entry points into the enterprise. And so organizations really need to rethink their security strategy and their approach based on this new world we live in.
Yeah. And I don't think there's and you know, we both work for Microsoft. But I don't think that there's a company that's better suited to identify those types of threats than us, just because we have such a huge footprint in almost every organization, you know, out there. And we see all sorts of things, right?
Yeah, I mean, Microsoft is a common target for a lot of these things. And so we're constantly learning what attackers are doing when they try to compromise and gain entry to Microsoft. We also operate a huge sensor network. So Bing, all the different properties, online properties, cloud properties, different things that Microsoft is doing, endpoints that are running Microsoft software, whether it be Windows or Microsoft applications. Those are all points where we are constantly learning what's happening in the security ecosystem. We're gaining from that knowledge. We're reusing that knowledge to improve our defenses and the defenses of our products. And those are all things that, you know, that organizations outside of Microsoft can learn and benefit from.
Yeah, awesome. So I understand you have a presentation for us.
Yeah. I want to really kind of quickly walk you through what this Microsoft Security Risk Assessment is. Got a couple slides that we can share. The thing that I want our listeners to remember and really take away from this is the notion of a clear and actionable roadmap. Any customer who, you know, that we provide this service to or who purchases this service from Microsoft through Premier or MCS, really what we want them to get is at the end of the 2 weeks that they spend with us, we want them to have a clear picture of where they are, what their security posture is today, and what they need to do to get better and get to a healthier state. So if you ever engage with us on any of these assessments, that should be your ask. It's for Microsoft to provide you that clear, actionable roadmap.
Great, let's take a look at it.
Okay, here's our excellent title slide for the Microsoft Security Risk Assessment, but let's get into it. So in this, we're gonna talk about, you know, why are we even talking about a risk assessment with you? We'll talk about the solution, the overview, and what areas that we're looking at in the assessment. Talk a bit about why Microsoft, why you'd want to work with Microsoft on a security engagement. That's a great question that often comes up. We'll talk about what differentiates our offering from other things we see in the marketplace. And then we'll close out the presentation. We'll try to keep it real brief and keep the focus on you, the customer.
Awesome. And one thing I want to add, just for people out there listening, remember that this is a service that we can come in and do in your environment before you've had, you know, a breach.
And that's exactly right. You know, I'm not going to belabor you with the headlines. A lot of times we show presentations with, you know, here are the two or three customers that were, you know, were hacked this year. Right now we're on a cadence where it seems to be about every month or every week. So, you know, really that's where we're at. There's a huge frequency of these things, and that frequency is growing. It's household names, you know, names we're all familiar with. Companies that we do business with and are holding important data about us. So this is really important. The industry is changing. You know, Lex and I already talked about some of the things we see, you know, users with all these mobile devices, increasing use of social media. People are using the internet in different ways. And these all introduce new risks to the environment. So your security strategy or security architecture that worked 15 years ago, It's just not enough today, and organizations need to adapt and respond to these changes. And at the same time, while organizations want to be secure, they want to keep data private, they still need to be working to, you know, to stay an agile organization, because, you know, you're not in business to be secure. You're in business to accomplish something. Security is simply one of those things that you need to maintain to stay a competitive going concern. But we don't want security to be something that is a blocker or slows you down or makes your organization less nimble than it should be. So our value proposition, the reason you'd want to work with Microsoft on this, you know, most customers that come to us for a security service they're all organizations that are using Microsoft products or technologies. And really our ultimate interest here is that we want you to be safe when you use Microsoft products. We don't want you to have a bad experience. So we want to help you protect your investment. We'd prefer to be proactive about it. Sure, we can help organizations with responding to an incident. But, you know, really, we'd much rather work with customers before those incidents happen. So we want to help you respond to attacks before they become a big problem. We want to share our best practices, and this is a great way to do that.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something just a second ago that I think we just need. I just want to reiterate. You know, it's bad for the customer when they're attacked and when they're, you know, front page news. Nobody wants that. But, you know, it's also bad for us because you're our customer and we want to make sure that you're safe and that you stay safe. And we don't want the negative press either. You know, we don't want it for you and we don't want it for us. So all around, it's a great value proposition.
Yeah, our interests are definitely well aligned here. And so we've got great teams in the space. We've got people with lots of experience. So the teams we have deploying this service, you know, they're people that have been working in security for, you know, years, lots of experience. They've seen, you know, kind of everything that's coming at, you know, at Microsoft or at customers right now. And they understand what are the real risks that lead to security breaches. You know, we understand what are the tools you need to uncover targeted attacks. And then we have specialized tools to help you respond to attacks. So Microsoft really does have a wealth of experience and really a great context for what's happening in this environment today. So the Microsoft Security Risk Assessment, or the MSRA as we call it, it's really about identifying risk. It's about understanding what is your security posture today. We're not looking at just the technology. We're not even looking at just Microsoft technology. We're going to look at your organization holistically. We're going to look at how you're, you know, what technical controls you have, but we're also going to look at people, your processes. We want to understand, you know, when the business makes a change, makes a pivot, how does IT and how does IT security respond? Is there a nice connection there, or is that disjointed? And so really, we're looking at organizations, not just from a technical perspective, but from an organizational perspective. We do this over 2 weeks. We have an assessment workshop where we share what is Microsoft's view of the world, what do we see happening, but really want to understand from our customers' perspective, what do they consider as the top risks in their environment, what's going on in their industry, and how are they viewing the world. We deliver qualitative interviews with your team, so we're going to talk to people. We want to talk to people in leadership in IT. We want to talk to people in management, but also people who have hands-on keyboards and are operating things. And then really, we're going to come back, and this is, I said it before, we're going to come back with a roadmap that provides you with a clear, actionable roadmap of where you need to go, where you are today, to help you make sure the investments you make in security are the right ones, and that you're doing the things that are most important to keep your organization secure.
Absolutely.
The structure of this is really pretty simple. We kick off with a half a day workshop. This is about that sharing of context. You know, our consultants are going to share what they see in the world, what they see happening, examples of the kinds of attacks they see happening at customers. But then they're really going to work to understand from your perspective what's going on, what's happening in your industry, and make sure that the roadmap we come back with is really about your needs. And what's most important to keeping you and your data and your organization safe. We'll spend the rest of that first week talking to different people, understanding what are the goals of the organization, how does your security policy work, what kind of security technologies do you have in place, how is security and security controls really being practiced and really being implemented into the organization, how does your security program work. Week two, we'll spend additional time validating the findings, kind of making sure that everything we heard lines up, and then comparing that against our own models around security and maturity for your organization. And then on the final day, we'll come back with an executive briefing with a roadmap and plan, and make sure that at the end of this engagement, you know where you are today, you know where you need to go with that, and what you need to do to be more secure into the future. And this is all done in 2 weeks. We don't want to spend weeks and months and, you know, agonizing over where you might be or what you need to do. We really want to get back to you very quickly with what you need to do next so you can avoid becoming that next headline.
And so I imagine that once we hand the deliverable over to the customer, you know, if they need some assistance in implementing some of that stuff, you know, we've probably got a team that can come in and help them, you know, get up to where they need to be.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, typically I see a lot of these reports that go out to customers There are going to be things that we'll recommend, you know, that Microsoft can help with. But, you know, we don't want this just to be, you know, kind of pre-sales for future work with Microsoft. We're also going to come back with very simple things that you can do on your own. What are some of those quick wins you can do to get more secure immediately after the, you know, the end of this engagement? So we really try to provide a range of options, things that we can help you with, things you can do yourself, and even things that a partner could do if there's something you need to address that isn't maybe a Microsoft competency.
Yeah, and that's a good point, right? We you know, certainly will be more than happy to help you do the work, but our main goal here isn't to sell an engagement. Our main goal here is to get you to the point where, you know, you're secure and you're not going to be the next headline.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, everybody has limited budgets of what they can spend and invest on security. Even a large organization like Microsoft, we don't have an unlimited budget to spend on security. It's so important that organizations, when they invest in security, they invest on things that truly matter, that are really going to make their organization more secure. And, you know, there are no silver bullets. A lot of customers we talk to, they want to go out and buy an appliance or something they can just plug in and forget about security. You know, unfortunately, it's not that simple. And there's a lot of people out there with a lot of solutions, a lot of ideas about how to make organizations more secure. Our interest is in making sure that you're doing the things that are most important, the big imperatives to keeping your infrastructure and your organization secure, and hopefully making sure that we help you steward those investment dollars into the right places.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on each of these individual points, but you know, the chart here, these are really the areas of focus for the engagement. We are going to look at things like security monitoring, security administration. We're going to look at credential hygiene. So, you know, how are you guys, you know, how is the customer dealing with more modern threats like pass the hash that we see as big issues in customers? We're also going to talk about business leadership. So how is security aligning to the business? Something I already kind of previously mentioned. The idea here is we're not looking just at the technology. We're really looking at the organization as a whole. And I think this kind of shows the range of different things that we're going to be covering over that two-week period.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as an organization, sorry, clicked ahead there too fast, we do have additional offerings in Premier. So we have Premier assessments that are very targeted at specific technologies. We have something called the Active Directory Security Assessment, which is, you know, a great look at Active Directory and the security of it, just purely from a technical area around that practice, how Active Directory is being monitored or managed. The MSRA is a broader assessment. The two assessments, the Active Directory Security Assessment and the Microsoft Security Risk Assessment, are highly complementary. We do see customers purchasing them together. But if you're more familiar with those classic Premier technical assessments, this is a little different because it's looking at the organization from a broader perspective. So many of you might be asking, you know, why would I engage with Microsoft on a risk assessment? You know, I've got other companies that have come and knocked on my door and offered such things. And I'll address that really quickly in a couple points. First, Microsoft has great knowledge and expertise in this area. A lot of that stems from being the company that develops a lot of the products that you're using in your organization today. Being a target for a lot of these attacks, we've learned how different attackers are working on things, what techniques they're using. I think we've got great credibility in this space. Every day we are working on security with thousands of global customers, having conversations about this, working with them on their strategy and their vision for security. So we get a lot of data points, and our opinions and our perspective in the space are not just a couple guys sitting around a coffee table, dreaming up ideas. This is based on work that we're doing around the globe, and really where we've got unparalleled global delivery capability in the security space. We have thousands of people around the world working on security every day at Microsoft, and that gives us a lot of strength and a lot of expertise in this area.
Awesome.
So kind of concluding this, and you know, I promised to keep the presentation portion of this brief. The MSRA is ultimately focused on helping you identify real risk exposure, helping you understand the strengths and weaknesses of your security controls and processes, where we see them working, where we don't think they're working as well. We want to give you a baseline for where we think you are today with regard to security, so you can figure out where you need to go next. We do a lot of this with on-site, in-person interviews. So really, you know, we're not just going to run a scan and come back to you with a bunch of canned recommendations. The recommendations we're going to come back are really based on, you know, our understanding of your business, what you've shared that your goals are, and what specific risks or concerns you might have. And then we're going to come back with that customized, highly actionable roadmap that's based on your needs and helping you address the things that matter most to your organization. And so hopefully this has excited you. Hopefully this is something you really want to consider doing and bringing into your organization to make sure that you're not that next, you know, customer we're all reading about in the newspaper with a bad security incident. And if you'd like to avoid that, if you'd like to consume the MSRA and bring that into your organization, just work with your Microsoft Services executive, your technical account manager, anyone from the account team, you know, tell them you want to do an MSRA and make sure you avoid being that next headline.
So that's really cool. If I'm a customer and I want more information, is there a website? Do you guys have a website that I can go to and you know, just read more about this offering?
Yeah, for sure. We've got a page that describes a lot of Microsoft Services capabilities in the security space with the specifics on this information, and we'll float the link up to that on the screen here shortly.
Cool. Hey, so awesome presentation. This is really great. I want to thank you for coming on and doing this. I do have a question for you because it just happened to me the other day, so I have to ask. Have you gotten the hi, this is so-and-so from Microsoft Tech Support, and we've noticed that there's been some suspicious activity on your computer, and we need to remote in so that we can help you clean it up. Have you gotten that call yet?
You know, I haven't gotten that call. I've kind of been hoping I'd get that call. I thought it'd be a fun conversation to have with the scammers.
I got it the other day, and I just played with them for about 10 minutes. It was hilarious.
Well, it's funny because my parents got that call, and what's really funny for them is they've got two phone numbers that are sequential. So one is just, you know, a one-digit increment on the other phone, and they actually had two people call them on the same day, one, you know, first on the one number and then on the other. And they were really trying hard to get them onto a conference call and talk to each other, but they kind of caught on to it. It didn't quite work out, but
yeah.
They're having fun. And
usually once they catch on, it's like a profane laced tirade and then they hang up. So it's pretty funny, but it's not funny, you know, if you're the unsuspecting person out there that actually believes what they're telling you. Right. And that's the sad part is that I'm willing to bet that if it wasn't profitable for them to do that, if they didn't get access to a lot of machines, they wouldn't invest the time or the money in making those calls and trying to scam people.
Yeah, exactly. All these scams and most of the internet hacking, you know, these different security breaches, they all have a profit goal in mind. You know, whether that's in terms of financial reward or some sort of reward, you know, somebody's investing big money to make these things happen and you know, they're getting a return.
Yeah, absolutely. And the scary thing is that if I'm working from home on like my, let's just say my corporate laptop, and I don't know any better, and somebody calls in, that could end up being a pretty significant breach.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, it's like I mentioned earlier, that any machine connected to a corporate environment can be a toehold. They just need to compromise one machine, and then there are techniques and ways they can use. You may have seen a previous presentation in this series from Mark Simos, where he talked about the different techniques attackers are using to get, you know, take that toehold on one machine and turn that into a much larger compromise.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it's scary what's happening out there today.
Yeah. Yeah. So just if you're out there and you're listening to this, Microsoft will never call you and ask for remote access into your machine out of the blue. So if you get a call like that, you know, just hang the phone up. It's not real. Your machine's probably not infected. It's probably not out there doing things, you know, that it shouldn't be doing on the network. So just hang up on those calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you're bored and you've got some time to kill, you know, you can try to entertain yourself by toying with them. Just please don't follow any of their instructions and don't give them access to your machine.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is kind of fun to, you know, play with them a little bit.
Absolutely.
It's happened twice, about 2 months apart for me, but I got one yesterday and it was pretty funny.
You think they'd eventually get you on the do not call back list?
You would think. But anyway, I want to thank you for, you know, sharing this with us today. This is really, you know, something that I think is critical for customers to at least consider, you know, because, again, it's not good for them if they're on the front page. It's not good for us if they're on the front page. And, you know, we can save them a lot of time and a lot of money.
Yeah, and emphasis on that last part. A lot of money can be saved by not getting yourself in the headlines. So,
yeah, a lot of money. And not just because of the headline exposure, right?
Yeah.
You know, your data is probably the most valuable asset that you have as a company today.
Yeah, and we've seen companies go out of business following attacks or suffer, you know, huge losses of customers, you know, executives, you know, senior executives that have had to go find new work as a result. So the impact and the pain shows up in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for being our guest today. And without further ado, guys, that's your Taste of Premier.